From Tidbits on August 19th, 2013, this is Chapter 9 of Take Control of Your Digital Photos, now available, written by Adam C. Angst. Before I tell you about this week's free chapter of Take Control of Your Digital Photos, the last one, I wanted to share another photography-related deal we've just negotiated for Tidbits members. A while back at Macworld Expo, I met with a company that makes unusual photo prints. Called SizzlePix, they're high-definition photographic prints infused onto an aluminum base in longest edge sizes ranging from 18 to 72 inches. The handcrafted prints are largely free of glare due to the lack of glass or waterproof, some are installed in showers and even pools, and you have an ultra-hard coating that renders them virtually scratch-proof. The visual effect is stunning, even with photos from relatively low-end cameras, and there's an unconditional 30-day money-back satisfaction guarantee. So if you aren't happy, you can return it for replacement or refund. Prices, which are comparable to professional framing, start at $199 and go up with size. Tidbits members can save 20%. Look on your member benefits page for the code to enter when ordering. Meanwhile, back at Take Control of Your Digital Photos, our final chapter is both extremely useful and, frankly, a little frustrating. In response to requests from readers of earlier chapters, Chapter 9, Move Photos from iPhoto to Aperture or Lightroom, offers full instructions on how best to migrate from iPhoto to both Aperture and Lightroom. As you would expect, migrating from iPhoto to Aperture is trivial, since iPhoto and Aperture can share the same library. Where Jeff goes above and beyond is with his instructions for migrating from iPhoto to Lightroom. The steps aren't difficult, but they are a bit fussy due to iPhoto's mediocre export capabilities. Jeff helps you preserve as much information as is possible. Titles and keywords are easy, but maintaining ratings and both original and edited images requires some effort. Unfortunately, there is no way to bring albums along, really making new smart albums anyway, right? And most frustrating is that although Lightroom has a feature to stack an edited photo on its original to combine them manually, the auto-stacking option doesn't seem to work reliably. Jeff talks about all this and offers readers a few possible solutions for maintaining originals of edited photos. As with Chapter 8, Backup and Archive Your Photos, Chapter 7, Organize Photos into Smart Albums, Chapter 6, Assign Keywords and Other Data, Chapter 5, Judge Your Photos, Chapter 4, Best Practices for Importing Photos, Chapter 3, Choose a Photo Management Application, and Chapter 2, Shoot Smarter, this chapter is available for free, but only to Tidbits members. Everyone is welcome to read Chapter 1, A Smart Approach to Photo Management, to get a sense of what the subsequent chapters cover. The full ebook will be available for purchase by everyone in PDF, EPUB, and Mobi Pocket, that's Kindle, formats once it's complete, which should be within a couple weeks. Publishing this book in its entirety for Tidbits members as it's being written is one of the ways we thank members for their support. We also hope it encourages those of you who have been reading Tidbits for free for years to help us continue to bring you carefully considered, professionally written and edited articles each week. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, ScanSnap, and Transporter. If you like listening to our articles, please visit our podcast page on iTunes and leave a rating and or review. To find it, click the podcast link in the upper left of the Tidbits homepage at tidbits.com. Once there, you can also follow article links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app. I'm Adam Angst, and I hope you've liked reading this streamed ebook along with us, and look forward to the full thing coming out pretty soon.